The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Mem Beis, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Ahuda Omala Devisu, there was somebody that told his wife, Nichsi Lahai de Ma'abris, I am gifting my nechasim, my possessions, to the fetus, the uber that you're carrying in your womb. So obviously this uber is not yet ba'ilah. However, the man wants to be mezakeh his nechasim over to the uber. Now that's pasha, that the uber, being that he's not ba'olam, is not capable of doing a ma'isa kinyan. And in order to be zoicha in something, you would have to do a ma'isa kinyan. Presumably, however, he's going to be mezakeh to somebody who will be zoiched on behalf of the uber based on the idea of zachin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. Now you'll ask me, isn't tzchiyah mitam shlichos, and shlichos l'katan, certainly, and shlichos l'uber? So that's, of course, Tosfos Kasha and Masechtas Ksubis, Taf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, and the sugya of ger katan, v'hadvarim atikin. So regardless of how you make that work, the chiddush of this case was that this man wanted to be mezakeh nechasim not to a katan, but to an uber. Amar Rav Huna paskind, having mezakeh l'uber, if I'm mezakeh l'uber l'ikana, you cannot be mezakeh something to an uber. Is Rav Nachman Rav Huna? Is Rav Nachman as Rav Huna? Is that true? L'chur, it's keneged a mishnah. Which mishnah? The last mishnah perkei shnoichlin. Ha'oimerim yoldi ishti zacha yitoman. If somebody says that if my wife, who was pregnant at the time, gives birth to a zachar, I am going to give the baby a month. Nekeva, Masayim. Why more for a Nekeva than a Zachar? That was Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. But what did the Mishnah Paskin? Yol the Zachar, Noitel Mana. That if the Zachar is in fact born, he's Noitel Mana. Presumably, because the father was already Mezakeh to him. Now, when the father was Mezakeh this Mana to the child had not been born yet. The child was an uber. So what do you see? Mezakeh l'uber kano. So is fei Rav Nachman l'Rav Huna, that even if what you're saying, perhaps in svara, in lumdis, in logic, could make sense, why a mezakeh l'uber should be loikano, but at the end of the day, it's connected to Mishnah. The Mishnah says clearly, a mezakeh l'uber kano. Amalei. So Rav Huna responded to Rav Nachman, and he told the Mishnah, seinu unzere Mishnah eni adei Mishnah. I have no idea what the Tana of the Mishnah is. Meaning, I agree that my psak halacha is not like the Mishnah. I'm not paskining like the Mishnah. In fact, the Mishnah, the Tana, this anonymous Tana, is someone that any idea, I don't even know who he is. But the halacha is certainly not like him. In fact, the Gemara, any idea, Mishnah, v'lei malei, Rav Huna could have said, Rav Meir, Churitz Rav Meir, the Omar Adam Makna Davash Leibel Oilam, the Machlekes in Shas, where the other Makna Davash Leibel Oilam, or Ein other Makna Davash Leibel Oilam. In fact, there are many Tanam in Shas, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, there are many Tanam in Shas that hold other Makna Davash Leibel Oilam. But Rav Meir is one of them. And by the way, Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. So, Freak the Gemara, Vilei Malei, why didn't he just say, Pashit, that I agree there's a Mishnah? We don't pass like the Mishnah, but he didn't have to take it to the extreme and say, Ein Yedei Mishana, why didn't he just say the time of the Mishnah is Rav Meir? But the Gemara says, I'll tell you, because Rav Huna held it, even Rav Meir doesn't hold mezakeh l'uber kana. Because Eimet Hashem Alei Rav Meir, when does Rav Meir hold Adam Makna Dover Shalom B'Lo'ilam? That's Lid Dover Sheyesh Nabo'ilam. So if the Chifetz HaNikne, the thing that's being bought or sold or gifted, is not Ba'ilam, but both parties to the transaction are Ba'ilam, the Makna's Ba'ilam, the Kaina's Ba'ilam. So there, Rav Meir says, Adam Makna Dover Shalom B'Lo'ilam. He takes on the Chachabim, he holds, it works. But Lid Dover Sheyna B'Ilam, Misham Alei, but did anyone ever hear a mayor take his chiddush to such an extreme and say that you could be makna something to someone that's not ba'olam? And the truth is that in lumdis, there's a very big difference between the chifetz hanikna not being ba'olam and the koina not being ba'olam. Why is it that ein other makna dova shloi ba'olam? So we've spoken out in the past, there's two svaras that permeate the sugya. One is the svara that's attributed to the Rosh, and that is that a person is incapable of having real das to buy or sell something that's not ba'olam. So when something is not ba'olam, even though you sit down with lawyers and documents, with edim, you're following the steps that you would ordinarily follow when you want to make a kinyan. But aviv vayit, the chifetz hanikna is not ba'olam, it's inevitable that there's a chesaron in gemiras das. So it's the chesaron in gemiras das that creates the scenario of Ein Adam Makna Davar Shel Ebel Olam. The Rosh says it's for that reason that if the Makna would swear, he would add a Shvuah to the Kenyan over there, Adam Makna Davar Shel Ebel Olam. The Rosh said that to answer the Velz Kasha, that how was Esav able to sell the Bechayra to Yaakov? Wasn't the Bechayra a Davar Shel Ebel Olam, the Archaim's Kasha? But really, the Rishayim asked the Kasha, the Rosh already asked the Kasha. And the Rosh said it's for that reason that Yaakov told Esav, he shavali kayoim, swear, because Shvuah always fa'enfers the chisorin of the Makna Davar Shel Ebel Olam, but it's predicated on an understanding that the Rosh had, that the reason Ein Adam Makna Davar Shel Ebel Olam is because it's a chisorin in das. If that's the case, Rav Meir, who argued, who holds Adam Makna Davar Shel Ebel Olam, is obviously going to hold that there is no chisorin in gemiras das. It's possible for a person to be gemir das, despite the fact that the thing being bought or sold is not ba'olam. Stating that, the Gemara would obviously be of the opinion that even Rav Meir would acknowledge that if you're sitting at a closing and the chefetz hanikna is not ba'olam. So even though the chachamim say ein adam makna davar shel ebel olam, it's hard to really have das. But Meir says you could have das. But let's say the buyer is not ba'olam. The buyer isn't going to be born for another 6 months. You're at a closing. Nu, and that koif this. That's just ba'olam. That already, it's hard to have gemiras das. The other svara in the sugya of Ein Adam Makna Davar Shel Ebel Olam, the svara that some achrenim attribute to the Rivash, that is that there's a chesaron be'etzem. You can't buy or sell something that's not ba'olam. We once spoke out a super lumnus from the Chazanish. Chazanish said that something that's not ba'olam is felt and bailus. You can't sell something that you don't own. And if it's not ba'olam, I can't own it. You can't own something that's not ba'olam. But the chesaron is more mitzad the chefetz hanikna. Rav Meir obviously is not worried about that. But where the koina is not ba'olam, where there's no koina, that already, Rav Meir is going to agree. But either way, this is axiomatic throughout the sugyas of Rav Meir, that even though Rav Meir holds Adam Makner Dovah Shalei Bala Olam, but Lid Dovah Shalei Bala Olam, Rav Meir is going to agree, it doesn't work. So, Mezakeh L'Uber, if you want to apply it to the sugya of Loi Bala Olam, it's applicable to the Lidavar Shalei Bala Olam, where the Gemara always assumes Rav Meir agrees doesn't work. Thus, Rav Huna didn't want to say that the time of the Mishnah is Rav Meir, even though Stam Mishnah always is Rav Meir, because this is Lidavar Shalei Bala Olam. Even Rav Meir L'chura wouldn't hold. So again, the kasha is, how could Rav Huna say Mezakeh L'Bala Kana? It's connected to Mishnah. And what did Rav Huna answer? Mishnah Seinu Eni Adam Mishana. So the Gemara's kasha was, why didn't you say Rav Meir? So the Gemara said, because this is not a tzushal to Rav Meir. Why didn't Rav Huna say that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rav Yosi? We find that Rav Yosi holds that an Uber can be Kohen at the time. We learned in the Mishnah. So the context over there is talking about a Kohen that was married to a Bas Yisrael. The Kohen died. Now as long as a Kohen is alive, his wife is allowed to eat truma because she's kinyan kaspa, your isha niknes, she's kinyan kaspa of her husband. Additionally, any avodim kananian that this koyin had while he was alive would be able to eat as well. Now, when the koyin dies, if he leaves over yarshim, assuming the yarshim are also kayhanim, that's what you would assume. If he's a koyin, his children are going to be kayhanim. So the avodim kananian will fight to be able to eat truma. Additionally, his wife will fight to be able to eat truma because although her husband is not alive, but if she has children, if she has children with the Kohen, that in and of itself gives her a schus, gives her her right to be able to eat truma. The case over there was where the Kohen died and left over an uber. And says Rabbi Yosei Achidish that an uber is not capable of giving the Eishas Kohen a schus to be able to eat truma. Additionally, the uber is not capable of giving the avodim kananiim a schus to be able to eat truma. Why not? Because Rabbi Yosei holds that uber b'meis Zari, that the Uber that's being carried by this Bas Yisrael, who was the wife of a Kohen, until this Uber is born, is going to have a din of a Zar. Once the Uber is born, the Uber is going to have a din of a Kohen. But right now, the Uber is going to have a din of a Zar. It comes up lahalacha. Could an Eishes Kohen who's carrying the child go into a Beis HaKvaris, for example? So she herself is not a Kohen. She's a Bas Yisrael. She's married to a Kohen. So it gives her certain rights, but she doesn't have all the Yisurei Kehuna. But Machmas, the Uber that she's carrying, is she allowed to walk into a Beis HaKvaris or not? Rabbi Yisrael, Uber Bimei Zara, Zari. So being that it's a Zar, as it relates to what we need from this Gemara, the Uber, says Rabbi Yisrael, Yarshin's the father. If the Uber Yarshin's the father, the Avodim Kananiim belong to the Uber. The Uber's a Zar. So the Avodim Kananiim belong to a Zar, they won't be able to eat Truma. So what do you see from here? That Rabbi Yosef sells an Uber Ki Yarshin. If an Uber could Yarshin, then an Uber could be Zaycha. If that's the case, a mazakil uber should be kon. So again, Rav Huna paskin mazakil uber loy kon. The Gemara said, isn't it connected to Mishnah? What did Rav Huna say? Mishnah seinu enu yodei misham. I have no idea who the Tana of the Mishnah is. I never found one Tana in Shas who should hold that an uber can be kon. What do you mean? It's Rav Yosi. You see, Rav Yosi holds an uber yarshins. If an uber yarshins, then a mazakil uber should be kon. But the Gemara says, Shani Yerusha bo meleo. It's not a raya. Rav Huna said, I know there's a Rav Yosi out there. There's a Rav Yosi that holds that an uber can yarshin, but that's Yerusha. Yerusha, the Torah's mazaka. Yerusha goes by Mimela. Something that works by Mimela that doesn't require a Maisa Kinyan. Maybe over there an Uber would be able to be Zoicha. But as it relates to the Mishnah, where you're being mazaka to Uber, I don't know anyone who holds that something like that should work. Faith, the Gemara of a labor of Yeshua, Rabbi Yechim and Breiki. Why didn't Rav Huna say that the time of the Mishnah is Yechim and Breiki? The Amar, Loishna Yerusha, Loishna Matana. Now we learned to the Mishnah of Yechim and Breiki. Amar, Amar, Mishnah, Reili, Yerushay, Dvarv, Kayamim. So this is our famous Rabbi Yechim and Breiki. Rabbi Yechim and Breika, who says that even though ordinarily, if somebody wants to manipulate the Seidah HaYerusha, you can't do it because you're a Masna, a Mashakasa, a Batayra. But if somebody gives someone that's Ra'i Liyarsha a disproportionate Yerusha, that's something he could do. So, for example, if a man had five sons, even though the Yerusha is supposed to be divided amongst the five sons, but if he wants to single out one of his sons and give him the Yerusha, even though technically, it's not the way say the Yerusha works. Technically, you should be a master mashakasa b'atayra, but Rabbi Yechim and Breika learns from the pasuk v'ayibiyem and chila is banav that that's something that's going to work. Now, if we just said that in Uber is a Yerush, then presumably Rabbi Yechim and Breika holds that if somebody left over four sons and Uber, and he decided before he died that he wants the Uber the one to be the one to Yarshin, it could work. Because an Uber is a Yairish, yeah, Rabbi Yossi, who holds that? An Uber is a Yairish. So if an Uber is a Yairish, he's a royal Yarsha. If he's a royal Yarsha, maybe he should be able to pull off a Rabbi Yechim and Breika. And if that's the case, then what do you see? You see that you can even give a matana to an Uber. Because Rabbi Yechim and Breika's halacha is not happening in the Mela. It's something that requires some intervention on behalf of the father. So you see this idea that it's possible for a person to give something to an Uber. But the Gemara says, how do you know Rabbi Yechim and Breika holds that? Rabbi Yechim and Breika never said before he said it works for an Uber. I mean, you're assuming it works for an Uber. Why? Because Rabbi Yechim and Breika spoke in very broad terms. He said that if you give it to a royal Yarshay, and you just found the Shita that holds that an Uber is a royal Yarshay, so you're assuming you can give it to an Uber. But if I could tell you five reasons in Lumbus why it shouldn't work, then maybe it wouldn't work. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechim and Breika holds like Rabbi Yossi. Maybe Rabbi Yechim and Breika holds like Rabbi Yossi. Again, we're just repeating ourselves. But the Gemara says, the Savalah. How do you know? The bottom line is you have no hechruch to say that Rabbi Yechim and Breika holds that his halacha of Ben Abanim would work by an Uber, even if he holds like Rabbi Yossi. There's no hechruch, and there's certainly no hechruch that he holds like Rabbi Yossi. So the bottom line is we're left with what Rav Huna said. Hamazakil Uber loikana. I unzer a Mishnah. Mishnah seino eni idea mishana. Faith the Gemara v'le malay. Maybe the Mishnah has to be read differently. Meaning, how did we understand the Mishnah when we learned it? If a man says that im yolda ishti zachar yitel mana, yolda zachar noitel mana. Posh pshat of the Mishnah is the man is giving the gift to the Uber. He says, my wife, you're pregnant. If you give birth to a Zachar, I want right now, this second, while the Uber is in the state of a fetus, I want the Uber to get a mana. A nekeva, I want to give it Mosai. The assumption is that who's going to be the beneficiary of the gift? The Uber itself is going to be the beneficiary. Thus, we have a kasha. Mashma mazakil uber is kana, not like Rav Huna. And Rav Huna is so taken aback by it that he says, Mishnah seinu, any idea mishana. But the Gemara says, maybe that's not what's going on. Maybe the father was gifting the money not to the uber, but rather the father was gifting the money to the person that was going to tell him that the baby was born. Who said the gift was going to the child b'chla? Maybe it's going to the person who will tell it. Right? We had a braisa on the top of Kufman Malavam and Beis that spoke specifically about something like that, where somebody said that if you come and you're Mavasar, the Besaidus Tovus to me, and you tell me that my wife gave birth to a child, I'm going to be so happy, so thankful, I'm going to give you a month. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Maybe the Mishnah is not even talking about somebody giving a gift to an Uber. But the Gemara says, what was the last halacha in the Mishnah? The ancient Yerush Elohu Yerush Akol. We got involved in a tumtum in the Mishnah, and then the Mishnah said that a tumtum doesn't Yarsha, because he's not a Zachar, he's not an Akeva. If, however, the father dies, and there's no Yerush other than the tumtum, then the tumtum would Yarsha. Says the Gemara, Ibib Masraini, Yerushamay Avidite. Bishlam, if the whole Mishnah was talking about giving something to the child that's born is going to get, it's not going to get. So I get this segue to the last part of the Mishnah. Does a tumtum yarshin in a vacuum? Yarshin or not yarshin? So usually they're doichim. If there's no other child, then the tumtum's going to yarshin. But if we're never even talking about the child getting gifts, we're talking about a mevasreini, then ma'inyin reisha l'seifa. Then how do we now jump to a whole halacha about a uber yarshining? So the Gemara doesn't like that idea either. But the Gemara still is trying to figure out who the Tana of the Mishnah is. V'leimelei b'shayolda. Maybe the Mishnah is talking not about a man whose wife is expecting a child, and he's giving the gift right now in the state of Uber. Maybe this, we're talking about a man whose wife already had a baby. And what he's saying is that I don't know if I had a boy or a girl. If I had a boy, I want the baby to get a mom. If I had a girl, I want the baby to get Messiah. But he's giving the gift right now after the baby was born, not saying that when the baby is born. So the Gemara says it doesn't work grammatically in the Mishnah. Lashon Asid, that's in the future sense. It should have said whoever was born. So the Gemara is striking out. Vilei Malay, says the Gemara, one more option. The Omar Likisha Teilet. Maybe the Mishnah is the way we thought. Meaning a man, his wife is pregnant. Baby wasn't born yet. She's expecting right now. He wants to give a gift to the child. He's not giving it to the Vasreini, the person who's going to tell him that the child was born. He wants to give the gift to the child itself. He doesn't mean to give the gift to the child right now when it's in the state of an Uber. He wants the gift to give, be given when the baby's going to be born. No, he's talking now. He says, like Kisha Tele, when the baby's going to be born, that's when I'm going to give it. So why is it a kasha in Rav Huna? Rav Huna said, Amazakul Balaikana means you can't give a gift to an Uber while the Uber is in the state of an Uber. The Mishnah is talking about where you're giving the gift after the baby's already born. You said now that when the baby will be born, that's when I'm going to go ahead and that's when I'm going to give the gift. Now, the truth is, it still has to do with the sugya of Adam Makhnadavish Leibel Oilam, Ein Adam Makhnadavish Leibel Oilam. Because the Chachamim who hold Ein Adam Makhnadavish Leibel Oilam hold that you can't give somebody a gift when the gift is not Oilam. You also can't do a Maisa Kinyan when it's loy bala olam, even if you want the kinyan to go into effect, to be chal when it's going to be ba'olam. But the bottom line is, it's an obvious distinction between what Rav Huna said and what perhaps the Mishnah is talking about. So we're struggling. A whole Amid Gemara and Shas that discusses who the Tana of the Mishnah might be, in light of the fact that Mezakel Uber Loikana, says the Gemara, maybe there's an easy Eitzah. V'lei malei da'amah l'kishatele, zok the Gemara, Rav Huna l'tameh. You know, Rav Huna didn't want to learn that way. Da'amah Rav Huna, af l'kishatele loikana. Because Rav Huna, who said a Mezakel Uber Loikana, took it to the extreme. He said a Mezakel Uber Loikana. I mean, if you want to give it to an Uber, when the Uber's in the state of Uber, it doesn't work. Additionally, even if you want to just do the Maisa Kinyan, when the baby is in the state of Uber, even if you want the chalois to happen, even that doesn't work. Nachman said this chilik that the Gemara suggested, that a mezakel Uber is loikana, but if you say that you want the king to be chal when the baby is born, it is kana. Rav Huna said, and even if you want the king to be chal after the baby is born, it's loikana. Rav Sheshes is a third opinion, the extreme. A mezakel Uber is kana, and even certainly if you say lekishateled, it's going to be kana. So the bottom line is, you want to know where Rav Huna didn't answer more simply that the Mishnah is talking about lekishateled, it's because Rav Huna is the middle opinion in these three amayroim, and Rav Huna letamei, Rav Huna holds a mazaka lubalei kana, and even if you say lekishateled, still the halacha is loikana. So who is the third Amoira mentioned? Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, Echad zeh ve'echad zeh kana. Hamezakel uber kana, l'kishateled is certainly kana. Amar Rav Sheshes, no, I mean, how do I know the time you learned in the Brayso? So ger shemez, a ger dot, who bizbizu Yisrael, but nechasov, and Yidin went, and they took advantage of his nechasim, they grabbed it, under the assumption that the ger had no yarshim. So we know the Gemara says, many places in Shas, that there's no yid in Klai Yisrael that has no yarshim. Now you're learning Yesh Neuchlin, you can see why. Because when you start dealing with Mishmush, and you go up dayers and down dayers, there's no way in the world, somehow we all link ourselves to Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, so there's no person in Klal Yisrael that doesn't have a Yoirish in Hilchas Yesh Neichlin that somewhere along the road would be able to yash him, with the possible exception of a Ger. Because Ger Shinetz Ger Kikot and Shinoi L'Domi. See, he loses his connection to his father and his mother and his babas and zaydas and uncles and brothers and sisters. So all he really has is his children. So if all he has is his children, if a Ger dies and he has no children, so he's out of business. There's no Yarsh. So who Yarshins the estate of a Ger? No one. It's Hefker. Being that it's Hefker, you can go be Machsik B'nichsei Ager. So a lot of the sugis and shas that deal with Hefker deal with Nichsei Ager. So that's what happened in this Braisa. Ger Shemes, Ager died, Ubizbizu Yisrael, Nechasav, under the premise that he had no Yarshim. And they found that afterwards that this Meis did have Yarshim. He had a son, or his wife was a Meuberes. That's what we're going to need. The halach is they have to give the Nechasim back, because it comes out they were Machzik B'tois. They were Machzik under the assumption that there was no Yarshim. Now they found out there is Yarshim. Let's say they give it back. And then they find out afterwards, oh, by the way, that son, he died. Or that Uber had a miscarried. The halacha is that you don't say that the ones that were machzik originally get it, because at the time that they were machzik it, there were yarshim, there was an uber, and there was a son. Rather, hichzik bishniya kana, whoever's machzik in it now, round two, where there certainly are no yarshim, that's going to be the real owners. Barishayna like kana, but whoever was machzik it originally is not going to get it. Why? Because whoever was machzik it, barishayna, never made a good chazok, because at the time they were Yarsha. What's the Rav Sheshes' raya? The Isol got to Obelikani, but if you're going to tell me Obelikani, Lamadu Achzuki Bishniya, Achzuki Lechad Zimna, the Mishnah gave two examples of why the chazok would not have been a good chazok. One was Shamu Sheyesh Loi Ben, the second was Oisha Hoysei Ishtai Meuberes. So Bishloi Mashamu Sheyesh Loi Ben, Ager died, the assumption was there were no Yarshim. Two Yidden go, then Machzik Benichse Ager. Then they find out, oh, this woman who died left, this man that died left over a son. Being that this man that died left over a son, so it comes out they had no right to be machzikit, so they gave it back. A year later, the son dies. If you want to get it, you'll have to be machzik again. Are you a machzik a year ago? What you did a year ago has no relevance right now, because at that time, you had no right to be machzik it. So whoever's machzik b'shniya, that's the one that's going to get it. That makes perfect sense, as Rav Sheshes. But I didn't understand the next case. The case where the ger died, left over a wife that was pregnant. These two yidden went, and they were machzik b'nichsei ager. Then they find out that his wife is pregnant, so they gave it back. And then, before the baby was born, the mother miscarried, the baby died. What's the halacha? Hichzik b'shniya kana, the same exact halacha. The shaila is why? Why shouldn't the first chazaka work? If you're going to tell me that the uber was never kaina, it's only maybe like a shetelet, but the uber itself was never kaina. So it turns out, huvra adova l'mafreya, that the man died with no yarshin. So whoever was machzik barishayna should be the one that gets it. Elomai, uber is kaina. See, so uber is a yarish, and uber is a yarish, and uber is a kaina, zakrav sheishes, minah minilah. Now I know that echad zeh kaina. That a mazakul uber is kana, even not lekisha tele, even while it's in a state of uber, I know it from this halacha. It's a brisis, it's a seft in the fourth parak of Masechtas Ksubas. That's where I know it from. Says the Gemara, two dichuyim, two reasons why Rav Sheshes' raya is not a good raya. Omer Abaya, the first one is Abaya. Yerusha Bamela Hashani, the same svar that we saw in Daf Kuf Memvav Beis. Bring me a raya from Yerusha, Yerusha is different. Yerusha works Bamela. If Yerusha works Bamela, could be over there it's going to work. But it's not a raya, mazakul uber kana, when you have to do a Maisa Kenyan, when it requires something to be done, then maybe there's a chasarn in Uber. Rava, my Rava said, Chani Hosam, the Rafuye Merafion Biodayu Meikara. There's a svarit to say, says Rava, that it could be when these two Yidden were Machzik B'Nechse Hager initially, they knew that there was a chance that they wouldn't end up getting this Nechasim. Why? Because they knew that there was a wife who was Mu'uberes. And the Uber may potentially be kind of. So when they did the Maisa Kenyan, they never really had a real Das. There was a chsarin in the Das, like an Asmachta. There was a chsarin in the Das kind of that they had. So even though Huvra Dov Lamafreya, that the Mu'uberes miscarried, so there was never an Uber. And Uber itself is not kind of, meaning it turns out that their chazaka really was a good chazaka. The problem is they never had Das. And being that they never had Das, That is the chesaron, and that's why they're not koina. So Abaye says, don't bring me a raya from there because Yerusha is different. Rava says, I don't know if Yerusha is different. Maybe Yerusha is not different. And if you had a checkmate raya that an ober could be Yerush, maybe that's a raya to Rav Sheshes, that a mazakul ober is going to be koina. But you know what the chesaron over there was? The chesaron was that the koina, the machzik, never really had to ask, because in his mind, he didn't think he was going to get it. My benayu. So the Gemara says, you have to twist your head for this a little bit. It could be nayu. There is an afkimino. Sheshamu boy shemes. They were machzik, because they heard that this Ishtay Muberes that the girl left over miscarried. The baby had died. So they went and made a chazaka. And then they heard that Loimes, that really it didn't die. So they gave it back. And then really it did die. What's the nafkamina? There's just one nafkamina in this case. That when they did the original chazaka, even though there was an Ishtay Muberes, the Uber was alive, they thought the Uber wasn't alive. So according to Rava, that says that the only reason Hichzik Berushayna Loi Hichzik is because in their mind, they never really had asked to be Koina, because they knew there was an Ishtay Muberes. Over here, they didn't think there was an Ishtay Muberes. There really was an Ishtay Muberes, but Shamu Shemes, they thought the Uber had died. So in their mind, they had a mind to do a regular Maisa Kinyas. So according to Rava, you're not going to have Rava Starets. But according to what Abaye said, at the end of the day, an Uber is a Yoyrish, not a Raya that Mazakal Uber Kana, but Uber could be a Yoyrish, so the Aloha would be the same. Toshma. Again, could an Uber, Mazakal Uber Kana, or Mazakal Uber Loikana? And now we have another wrinkle to this. Is there a chilik between Yerusha or not? The Gemara said it for a pashtus on Kuf Memal from the days that it could be even the man the Omer that holds a mazakul ober loikano, but Yerusha habam meila shani. We see now that that's really machloikis Abaye v'Rav. That was Abaya's teretz to why Rav Sheshes' raya from Ger Shemes is not a raya. Rava didn't like it, so Abaye would seem to say there's a chilik between a mazakul ober and an ober being yoyrish, being that Yerusha happens with Memela. Rava doesn't seem to be happy with that. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Tinek ben yoymechod, noichalu manchal, a tinek that's one day old, has an ability to be noichal, it could yarshin, umanchal. It yarshined. When it dies, it can be manchel. Ben yoy mechad in uberloy. It sounds like dafka ben yoy mechad. Oh, very geschmack. So you see very, very clearly that a mezakel uberloy kana, and not only mezakel uberloy kana, but even Yerusha, that's bob mememela, even that doesn't work. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes himself answered this kash, meaning Rav Sheshes, who holds echad zeh ve'echad zeh kana. So he's the one that's incumbent upon to come up with an answer. How do you explain this, Bryce? So here it's mashmatinik ben yoy mechad, even for Yerusha, said Rav Sheshes, noichel ben nichse yoyim, lahanchel min ha'av. We're talking about a very specific type of being noichel. We're talking about a child yarshining his mother. Not any other type of Yerusha, dafka mother. So when it comes to an uber, yarshining his mother, an uber can't yarshin his mother to be manchel. Only a tinik ben yoim echad can yarshin its mother. But for an uber, not. The davke ben yoim echad, aval uber like my timer. What's the difference? If an uber can yarshin, hamezakel uber kana, that's shitas Rav Sheshes, he could be manchel. Why should an uber not be able to yarshin his mother? You know what the answer is? Very simple. Because how would an uber yarshin his mother? It would mean that the mother died while the mother was carrying the uber. Again, an uber is inside the womb of its mother. So if an uber is yashining its mother, to just play it out, that means the mother dies, the uber is still alive, and the uber is now going to yashin its mother. Says the Gemara, because the Gemara said, scientifically, when a mother dies, the uber dies before the mother dies. That means when the uber would come to yarshin its mother, the uber wouldn't be alive anymore. If the uber wouldn't be alive anymore, so what does that mean? It means that the only way it could yarshin is if it yarshins bekever. The ena ben yoyrish es imoy bekever lahanchel la'achim in a'ov. An uber could yarshin. But this chiddush that you find throughout Yesh Noichlin, that someone could be Yoyrish even bekever, there are limitations to that. A bechor doesn't get pishnayim bekever, a bal doesn't yarshin his ishtay bekever, a ben doesn't yarshin his mother bekever either. So being that the uber yarshining his mother can only happen bekever, in a ben Yoyrish as imoy bekever, says the Gemara. Is that true? There's such a metzias lememed whom ayis bereisha. It's not possible that maybe the mother died and the uber was still alive. It's inevitable that if the mother who's carrying a child dies, that the uber, that child would have had to die first. Vava ufta, there was a maisa shahaya, upirches klasa perchusi, where a mother died during childbirth, loyaleno, and then the uber came out, and it was mefarcheses, it was moving around. Amar mabra, avash, mida dahavi azon of halta, if you cut off the tail of a lizard, shemifarcheses, sometimes the tail, even if, though it's detached from the body, it's still going to start jumping around. Now you're going to tell me that it's alive? Of course it's not alive. It was already detached from the source of life. The teretz is, it could still make some noise. So too is in that vein that this uber was jumping around. But it wasn't because it was alive. Because the way it works is that the uber is my inspiration. Thus, that's pshat in that halacha. My braid, Rabbi Yosef, Shrei, the Rava, Omar. My braid, Rabbi Yosef, in the name of Rava, said a different pshat. Again, what are we trying to explain? A braisa that says, Tinoik ben yoim echad noichol umanchol. What's the kasha? According to Rav Sheshes, that holds a mazakul uber kana, then why is it that only a tinoik ben yoim echad yarshins? Luchura, this uber should be able to yarshin bekever. Said my brother Rav Yosef, that we're talking about something else. We don't mean the ikur din yerusha. What we mean is, loimeshem emait bechelik Bechor, that the only time a child takes away from the chelik of the Bechor is when it's born. V'dafke ben yemechad, aval uber loy, my time, what's the reason for it? V'yol doloy omer achmona. So what does this mean? It means we know that when a man dies, if he leaves over Bechor, the Bechor gets pishnai. So for example, if a man would die, he would leave over 2 sons and $12,000. So how would the Rusha be divided? We would take the $12,000, we divide into 3 chalakim, the Bechor would get 2, pishnayim. And the Pashut, the son that's not a Bechor, would get 1. So the Bechor would get $8,000. And the Pashut would get $4,000. The Bechor is getting Pishnayim. If a man would die and he would leave over 3 sons, not 2 sons, 3 sons. One is a Bechor, the other 2 are Pshutim. We would take the $12,000. We'd give $6,000 to the Bechor. And each one of the Pashuts would get $3,000. So that the Bechor, again, his Chelik represents double Pishnayim of what everybody else is getting. What happened here was, a man died, he left over 2 sons, but his wife was a Mu'uberes, and then she gave birth to a baby boy. So the boy is a Yairish. There's nothing to talk about. He's going to Yairish. Once he's Yatzal Aver Oilam, he's for sure going to be a Yairish. And according to Rav Sheshes, Uber could even Yairishin while he's in the state of being an Uber. However, as it relates to taking away from the Chelik HaBechor, that he can't do. So when we determine the Pishnayim, we're going to look as if there were only 2 sons. So the Bechor is going to get 8, and we're going to take the remaining 4, and we're going to divide it now amongst the 2 brothers, which really doesn't make sense. Because to the extent that there are 2 other brothers, the Bechor should only get 6. Because in this sense, the Bechor is going to end up getting more than Pishnayim. But it doesn't matter, says the Gemara. It's a Gzeres HaKasa, V'yol Doloy, in the parish of Pishnayim. And this wasn't V'yol Doloy. It wasn't V'yol Doloy. And it's for that, because the father had died before the child was born. So it's for that reason that as it relates to deducting from the Pishnayim, there you have to be a Tinuk Ben Yoimechad. So do you have to be a Tinuk Ben Yoimechad to Yarshin? No. But to take away from the Pishnayim, yeah. To Omar, Mar, B'reid Rav Yosef, Mishmeid Rav, Ben Shnoi, Lacha, Misa, Soviv, Enei, Memait, Becheluk, Bechayra, My time of the old Eloi, Omar, Achmona, V'holak. B'surah, Mas, Nahach, in Surah, they had this Girsa, in terms of what Mar Breid the Rav Yosef said in the name of Rava, this chiddush that even though an uber yarshins, but he's not Mamai from the chelik of Bukhair. But Bepum Pedisa Mas Nahach, he had a similar chiddush, but a different chiddush. That Omar Mar Breid the Rav Yosef Mishmei the Rava, Bechor Shemar Lacha Mises Ovid. What if a Bechor is born after his father died? Ein Menor Tavishnai. He doesn't get Pishnai. My Taima Yakir Omar Achmana Veha Lesa. Because when the Torah talks about the Bechor getting Pishnayim, because Bechor ben Asnua Yakir, the father recognizes him. If the father died before he was born, he can't recognize him. For less of the Yakir. Either way, 2 different girsois and what this chiddush might have been. The first girsa was that even though an uber yarshins, but an uber is not memait from the chilek ha-bechor, from the Pishnayim. Alternatively, a Bechor that's born, la'acha misas aviv, he himself doesn't get Pishnayim. The hilchas ha-kechol hani lishni in omer ma'abrei d'rav yesim shrei d'rav. Halachas like both of these halachas. Both things that ma'abrei d'rav yesim said, we're not sure. In Surah they said it this way, in Pumbatisa they said it that way. Both of them are true la'halacha. Omer av Yitzchak, Omar Rabbi Yoich Mazakel Uber Loikon. The in Toimer Mishnah Seinu, that was the kasha that today's daf started with. Rav Nachman's kasha to Rav Huna. Rav Huna also paskim Mazakel Uber Loikon. Either Mishnah, Hayu Vataitish Elodim Kreveitzel. But no, oh, at the very end of the sugya, we have an answer. Our sugya is because here we're talking about a father giving to a son, and when it comes from a father to a son, even though ordinarily Einad Amakna Dovish Leibel Oilam, we had such a svara recently in Kinyan Paris, Kinyan Agov, could be a father to a son. He has a mind to give it to him, even in the state of being an Uber. Why? She's going to Kaddish the Rabuna? No. I'll tell you why, because this is what I want to tell them. Hamazakul Uber Kona. What's the halacha? Hamazakul Uber Loikana. So we have a sugi over here. Hamazakul Uber Kona, Hamazakul Uber Loikana. And as we saw, it ties in very, very closely to the machloikis Rameir and the Chachamim and Shas, whether Adam Makne Dova Shaloi Bala Oilam or Ein Adam Makne Dova Shaloi Bala Oilam. So what's the halacha? The Rambam in Perikha Beis Hilchas Mechira, halacha Yud says, the Hamazakul Uber Loikana. The Rambam paskins like the very last words that we mentioned in today's daf, and that is Hamazakul Uber Loikana. Stating that, the Lechem Mishnah, it's many others ask a bomb kasha on the Rambam. From another Rambam, in Hilchas Ishus, Perik Zayin Halachat Hazayin. The Rambam says as follows. If somebody tells his friend, somebody goes over to his friend whose wife was pregnant and says, I'd like to marry the fetus that your wife is carrying. He says, Im yolda ishtecha nekeva, harei mikudesh es libaze, gives her a ring. The halach is lo yom aklum. It doesn't work. If, however, she was a muberes, the hooker ober, and she already looked pregnant, harei zah mikudesh es, you can be mekadesh an ober. Azoy zek deram. The Rambam says, stating that yearly, after the baby is born, do another kedushin. So you'll do a fartigit kedushin. But the Rambam Shita is very, very clear that if somebody goes and he's mekadish an uber, the kedushin is chal. Again, the hoisa eishes chaveri meuberes, the hooker a uber, hareza mekudeshes. The kedushin is going to be chal. Frag nachreinim. It's a stirus Rambam. The Rambam said, "Hamazakul uber loykana." What's the svara of mazakul uber loykana? Because you look at the uber as if it's a loy baloyelam. The uber is nishkay mensh. It's an uber. An uber is not a person. Could you kill an uber? Could you not kill an uber? So without getting involved in abortion and all the real hot button topics, but the bottom line is, as it relates to choshev mishpa doing transactions, an uber is considered a loy baloyelam. So marafshach, if an uber is a loy baloyelam and therefore hamazakul uber loykana, then why is it that the Rambam says if someone's Kaddish and Uber, the Kedushin is going to be Chal. The Emes is, the Ravid asks a similar Kasha. Omer Avro, Lafia, Alocha, Loi, Nemar, Hukka, Uber, Mikudeshes, El, Ladas, Rebbe Lezman, Yaakov. He says, I know where the Rambam got this from. The Rambam learned the third paragraph of Masechtas Kedushin. There's a sheet that's Rebbe Lezman, Yaakov, according to whom it seems to come out over there in the sugya that you can be Makadish and Uber. But you know what the problem is? Reb Lezvi Yaakov Sheet and Shah says the Ravid is, but we don't paskin like Reb Lezvi Yaakov. We paskin ain't on the Makadav Shleibel Oilam. He doesn't take him through the Rambam in Ilchas Mechira. But the Rambam in Ilchas Mechira, talking about an Uber, again says, I'm a Zakh Uber like Kana. So the bottom line is, the Ravid asks it more generally. What happened to Ein Adam Makdav Dovash Shleibel Oilam? The Achrayim ask it in a more pointed way. Uber, Uber. The Rambam himself says, I'm a Zakhul Uber Leikana. So how could the Rambam over here hold that if someone's Makadish and Uber, the Kedushin is going to be? Shloime Eger, son of Agoyim Reb Kiva Eger, in Shailos Tshuvas Reb Kiva Eger, printed in Simin Kuf Aleph, sent a letter to his father, and Beshulei HaMichtov, they used to write things on the bottom of the Michtov because they didn't want to just let the empty space go to waste, so they would add a ha'ar. So the truth over there is about the sugya of Isser Chalal Isser, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. It's a festive sugya about Isser Koyl, Isser Moisev. And Beshulei HaMichtov, Reb Shlomo Eger writes to his father, he says, that I have a kash I want to ask you on a ram. The Rambam paskins that someone's Mekadosh and over, the Kedushin is going to be Chal. Fake Reb Shlomo Eger. That the Rambam in Hilchas Avodim, Perik Zayin, Halacha, says as follows. If somebody had a Shifcha, Kenanis, and she was Muberes, and he goes over to the Shifcha and says, Harei at Shifcha uvlotcha ben chayr. I want to free the Uber that you're carrying, but I want you to remain a Shifcha. Loyom aklo, it doesn't work. Shezekimi sheshichr chatzio. The reason is because it comes that you are Meshachr a chatzi isha, and you can't be Meshachr a chatzi isha. You could only be Meshachr a Shifcha if you are meshachri the entire shifra. But chatzin, you say that this Rambam is the Rambam paskins ubi yarechima. So the way you look at an ubra as being a limb, a part of the mother. So being meshachri the ubra, not the mother, is like being meshachri a chatzin shifra, and you can't be meshachri a chatzin ish. Freak of Shloime Eger. If the Rambam holds that uber yerechimoy, and thus when it comes to shechri, you can't be meshacher or an uber, and not the mother, because you're being meshacher or chatzi isha. Luchura, may high timer, you shouldn't be able to mekadesh an uber either, because just like it's mavur and sugis hashas, you can't be meshacher or chatzi isha. It's also mavur and sugis hashas, you can't be mekadesh or chatzi isha. Kedushin daf ches, kitten daf mem gimel. It's Mavur, clearly you can't be Mekadosh Chatzi Isha. So the Rambam Lashitasa who holds Ubi Yerechimoy, how could he hold that you can be Mekadosh Chatzi Isha? What happened to Ubi Yerechimoy? Zok Rab Shloime Eger Gevaldik. The Teretz Lik in Noch HaRambam. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Ishos, Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet Halochet Hezayin. The Rambam over there is discussing a Chetzio Shifcha, Chetzio Baschoir. Says the Rambam, HaMekadish Isha, SheChetzio Shifcha, VeChetzio Baschoyren, Eina Mikudeshes Kedushin Gemurin, Ashe Tishachr. The Kedushin is not a Fartik Kedushin, but the Kedushin is Chal. But the Kedushin is Chal. Then the Rambam says, VeKivan SheNishtachra, once the other half becomes freed, Gomer Kedushah, Kedushah, Ketanah, SheGadav, Eina Tzorch L'Chal, SheKedushah, Achim. At that point, the Kedushin is Chal. So the Rambam says that if someone is Mekadesh, a Chetzio Shifcha, VeChetzio Baschoyren, even though the Kedushin is not a Kedushin Gemurin, but Epis Vos Kedushin is Chal. I thought the Rambam holds that you can't be Mekadosh Chatzi Isha. If you can't be Mekadosh Chatzi Isha, aren't you being Mekadosh Chatzi Isha? No, the Teretz is based on a sugi and gittin daf mem gimel amenal. That when is there a chasar to be Mekadosh Chatzi Isha? That's only if you're shayer b'kinyone. If it's possible to be Mekadosh, the whole Isha, and you're only Mekadosh half of the Isha, you leave half the Isha aside. So you could have been Mekadosh the whole Isha, you weren't Mekadosh the whole Isha, you were Meshayer, over there there's a halacha, there's a chesaron of being Mekadosh or Chatz Isha. But if it's Loi Shayer B'Kinyon, if it wasn't possible to be Mekadosh the whole Isha, why? Because she was a Chetz Yeshivcha, and the Chetz Yeshivcha is not Toifis Kedushin, it's not possible. Loi Shayer B'Kinyon, over there, there's not going to be an issue. Zok Rav Shloime Eger, in this case, where you have a married woman who's carrying a baby, you went over to Isha's Chaveroi, and you said, I want to be Mekadosh, your daughter, the Uber, the Kedushin Schal, Frank, the Shloime Eger, aren't you being Mekadosh a Chatzi Isha? The answer is no, because although it's true, Uber Yerechimoi, and the Uber is a Chatzi Isha, but it's not possible to be Mekadosh the mother. Why not? Because she's an HSH. So being that you can't be Mekadosh the mother, so it comes out, you were Leishayer B'Kinyone. Whatever was possible for you to be Mekadosh, you are Mekadosh. Where it's Leishayer B'Kinyone, there's no problem. Says Rav Shloime Eger, it's Pasha, this Pshat in the Rambam, and I'm going to tell you now something so beautiful, which is going to show you without a doubt that this is Pshat in the Rambam. Because the Rambam feared Ois. The Rambam said, Oysa Ishas Chaber Meuberes V'Hukar Ubar Reza Mekudashes. V'Yir Ali, Zok the Rambam. I believe, it's tugging me, that after the baby's born, go be Mekadosh again. So it'll be a fartik Kedushin. Why do you have to do another Kedushin? It's the Rambam L'shitasoi. Because what did the Rambam say when you're Mekadosh a chetzi yeshivcha v'chetzi b'aschoyren? Eino mikudesh es Kedushin gemurin. It's chal Kedushin. There's no chesaron of chetzi yesha. But it's not Kedushin gemurin. Ad shetishtachre. Until you free her, then the Kedushin is going to be fartik. That means the Rambam holds that when you're Mekadosh HaChatzi Isha, even when you're not Shai B'Kinyona, it's still not a fartik Kedushin. Because even though it's true you don't have a Chesaron HaChatzi Isha, that's why there is Epis of Kedushin, but it's not Nigmar, the Kedushin, as long as there's a Chesaron of Chatz Isha. Agam it's Loishai B'Kinyonet. So the Rambam L'Shitasoi, who holds that being Mekadosh and Uber is also Chatz Isha, because the Rambam holds Uber Yerachim, like he passes the Perek Zayin Hilchos Avodim. So the Rambam says the Kedushin's Chal, but V'Yirali, I hold you're going to have to do another Kedushin. Why? Because even though there's a Kedushin, the Kedushin itself is not a Fartik Kedushin. Rav Kiva Eger, in the next Simen, in Chuvas Rav Kiva Eger, Simen Kufay and Alf. He writes to his son as follows: the bni chavivi kilvavi, harav shloima neriyar. Asher choishes bni shuli v'kovid lahashes. Apparently, in the previous shuvah, Shloime Eger told Rav Kiva Eger, I know it's difficult for you to answer My shaila is tamin. I want you to believe me. Ki u chayi ruchi. Ki beishani koisev elech. When I write to you, mitzuyer etzli ki ilu dmuscha oim elefanai. I feel like you're standing in front of me. Listen to Rabbi Kiveger. U ponim el ponim adabri itcha. Vekvar lokachti ayoyim gilyon yehoshav al tshuvasch. I want you to know that today I already took a piece of paper and I sat down to write a tshuva. Vekashe kosafti shmoinai eser shurois. After I wrote 8 or 10 lines, he giyuni kama michtovim. The mailman came and he brought a lot of letters. Asha hoisa tshuva. And I had to respond to them because they were literally Hayrasha, Vivsikuni, and I couldn't sit down and answer your Shiloh. And from now until the next mail goes out, I'm not going to have enough time to write tshuva to your Shiloh regarding Issachal Alissa. So what I'm going to do is, you wrote the Shulei Amichtava Ara on the Rambam, that I have enough time to answer, I'm going to write that to you. Because what you said is Dvarim Nechayim, after Ein Adoyim Kol Kach Lasan. Hagam, I think there's a big chilek between the case of Kedushay Uber and the case of Chetz Yeshiv Chetz Baschet. What was Rav Shlomo Eger's Sushta? Rav Shlomo Eger asked the Kasha, the Rambam Paskins will be Yerachim. So an Uber is part of the mother. So actually, the Mekadosh an Uber, L'chura, it's like being Mekadosh a Chetz Yisho. Said Rav Shlomo Eger, no. Because the Rambam says you could be Mekadosh a Chetz Yeshiv Chetz Baschet, albeit not Kedush and Gemur, but you could be Mekadosh a Chetz Yeshiv Chetz Baschet. What's the reason for it? Because Loishai Bekinyone. Here too, Loishai Bekinyone. Why weren't you Meshai Bekinyone by Chetz Yeshiv Chetz Baschet? Because the Chetzio Shifcha, you can't be Mekadosh. So whatever you're able to be Mekadosh, you are. Here too, you can't be Mekadosh the mother, she's an Eishes Ish. Whatever you were able to be Mekadosh, you are Mekadosh. Says from Kivei and Lomnes, it's Chilik. There's a Chilik between why a Shifcha is not Royal Kedushin and why an Eishes Ish is not Royal Kedushin. A Shifcha is Be'etzim not Royal Kedushin. She's not in the parshuv. She's not Betoyrus get to the Kedushin. She has no shame. You can't ever be Mekadosh a Shifcha. She's not, just like you can't be Mekadosh a man. You can't be Mekadosh a Shifcha. You can't be Mekadosh an animal. You can't be Mekadosh a Shifcha. A Shifcha is not a Bas Tvisas Kedushin. This Ishis Ish Be'etzim is Shaykh to Kedushin. Gradenel, she's an Ishis Ish. Akesha to Rabbi Yoina, there's no way to be Mekadosh her. But Be'etzim, she is Royal Kedushin. So he says, I'm not so sure you're right with your Tzushtel that we're the Chatzi. That you're not being Mekadosh is an erva that would be considered Loi Shayer B'Kinyon. I'm not sure. But regardless, says Reb Kiveh Eger, my entire is in Reb Shlomo Eger, I think you made a toys. I don't think you learned Pshat and the Rambam correct. Reb Shlomo Eger sat down and he learned, read a Rambam. A Rambam in Perek Zion, Hilchos Ishes Alochet HaZayin. The Moiso Ishes Chaveira Me'uberes Fokura Uber, Areza Mekudeshes. And you understood it that you could be Mekadosh an Uber. You can be Mekadosh and Uber. So you ask Gevald, oh, you can be Mekadosh and Uber, L'chur, it's a Chatzi Isha. The Rambam says you can't be Meshachar and Uber because it's Chatzi Isha. So why could you be Mekadosh and Uber? It's the same Chatzi Isha, it's the same Uber Yerachimoy. Zoktav Kivega, the Rambam never meant that you could be Mekadosh. How can you be Mekadosh and Uber? You're Mekadosh, you're married to an Uber. That don't make any sense. You know what the Rambam meant? The Rambam meant you could do a Maisa Kedushin now that stipulates that you, it should be chal after the Uber is going to be born. But not that the Kedushin is going to be chal now, but oidom the Uberes. It's not chal, nothing is chal right now. You know when it's going to be chal? When the baby is born, when it's Yatzel Avra Oilom, then it's going to be chal. Now it's true, the Ravitz Kasha and the Rambam is still a good Kasha. What was the Ravitz Kasha? You know, the Machlan Dovish, it's still a good Kasha. If the Ravitz understood the Rambam that way, he'd still ask the same Kasha. Because at the end of the day, you can't do a Maisa on a loy baloylam, even if you stipulate that it should be chal when it's baloylam. That's also chsarn in another makna dover, shaloy baloylam. But as it relates to the Havana in the Rambam never meant that the Kedushin should be chal when the child is in the state of an Uber. The Rambam meant the child should be chal l'kishatele, l'maynaf kemino, your kasha is not a kasha of Shlomo. What was Rav Shlomo Eger's kasha? Ach, you're mekadosh an Uber, it's a chatzi isha. What's the difference if you're meshachar an Uber, you're not being mekadosh an Uber. You're going to be mekadosh, the Kedushin is going to be chal when the baby's born. At that point, the baby's not going to be an Uber anymore. At that point, the baby is going to be born. And being that the baby is going to be born, there's no chesaron of chatzi isha. Rav Shlomo Eger understood the Rambam. Now, what did the Rambam mean when he says you can be mekadosh an Uber, the kedushin can be chal when the child is an Uber? Oh, the kedushin can be chal when the child is an Uber. Frank Derek, the Uber is a chatzi isha, zakram keg. It's not what the Rambam means. The Rambam doesn't mean the kedushin is going to be chal when she's an Uber. What the Rambam means is that the kedushin is going to be chal after the bais. Zakram kiv egen. And I'll bring you a raya that I'm right. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Ishas Perikim Alochi Yeralif, he talks about a father's ability to mekabel kedushin on behalf of his daughter. Says the Rambam b'lashoyne yazov lefichach mekabel ha'av kedushe bitoy miyoyim shetivolet ad yoyim shetivager. Chavtsistiris Rambam. The Rambam says give mekadosh an Uber. A father can be mekabel kedushin on behalf of his Uber. How could the Rambam over here say Kedushe bitoy miyoyim shetivolet? It's not miyoyim shetivolet. The teretz is the Rambam over here is talking about being the Kabbal Kedushin, that's going to be Chal right now. That's only Miyam Shetivale. It's true that Rambam Paskin in the Perek Zayin, Alocha Tezayin, and Hilchas Ichos, that a father can be the Kabbal Kedushin even on behalf of an Uber. But that Kedushin can't be Chal Miyad. Here he's talking about Kedushin that can be Chal Miyad. Oh, Kedushin that can be Chal Miyad, that's Dafka over here. So unfortunately, we ran out of time. But Rabbi Kivega continues in his Tshuva and says that really, really, this should be totally in a Machlekes Rishonim. The Rab Magen Mishnah and the Mukhi Yosef on the one hand, the Ran on the other hand, and he tells his son Rabbi Shlomo Eger, at the very least, you should realize that it's totally in this Machlokes Rishonim. So maybe we'll pick this up tomorrow. But in case we don't, I'm just going to read to you what Reb Shlomo Eger wrote back in Siman Kufayin and Gimel. He writes back to his father and he says as follows: I want you to know, Mashakosav Abba Mori, Shal Uber Enem Miskadish Kim La'achash Atelet, Miyu, you acknowledge that Midivrei Rav Magim Avur, the Ba'udu Uber Miskadish, that really is taught in Machlokes Rishonim, Tasi Li, I want you to at least give me credit. Shekasha Rashamti Etzli Akushio, when I wrote down the Kasha, he says, if you were sitting here, I'd show it to you. Kasafti b'teisef es dvarim elo. Bishloim el haran kedushin b'kavodas harambam d'ubel le miskadish ad g'shtelu nicho. Aval adas harav magid b'harambam d'ba'udah ubel miskadish. Meaning, I wrote that. I knew it was talking about machlekes rishonim. We'll see. We'll try to get this in someday this week. I knew it was talking about machlekes rishonim. Ve'rachti oid b'dovar ach b'tzia dvarah lefnei kisei kotshoid abu mori katsarti. He said, when I wrote you a letter, I was makarti ki yodei ani lefnei mi ani medaber. I know who I'm talking to. Al kein you dvarei matim ki akol goli v'yadu lefanecha. Man, it's just like he's talking to the Eibishter. He says, everything is goli v'yadu lefanecha. But the bottom line is, this is the erech that Reb Shlomo Eger had for his father, Reb Kiveger, the chavivos with which Reb Kiveger spoke to Reb Shlomo Eger. So in addition to all the lumdus that you get from going through Tshuvas Reb Kiveger, you learn midos, you learn Yerushalayim. It's just beautiful the way a father and son interacted. Either way, this is part one of this raid. We're just getting warming. We're just rolling up our sleeves. Mitzvah is a lot more raid, a lot more lumdus on this very festive sugya of Mezakeh L'Ober.